spring. Frog knocked on the front door of Toad's house and shouted, "Wake up! It's spring. The sun is shining. The snow is melting." "I'm not here," said a voice from inside. Frog walked into the dark house and found Toad lying in bed with all the covers over his head. Frog pulled Toad out of bed and into the bright sun. Toad blinked. "I can't see anything." "Don't be silly," said Frog. "You can see the warm light of April. We can begin a whole new year together. We will skip through the fields and swim in the river." "I'm going back to bed," said Toad. "I've been asleep since November, and a little more sleep won't hurt me. Wake me up in May. Good night." Toad went inside, climbed into bed, pulled the covers over his head, and started snoring. Frog felt lonely. He looked at Toad's calendar. The November page was on top. Frog tore off the November page, then December, January, February, March, and April. He ran back to Toad's bed. "Toad, wake up. It's May." "What?" said Toad. "Is it May already?" Frog showed Toad his calendar. The May page was on top. "It is May," said Toad, and climbed out of bed. He and Frog ran outside to enjoy the spring.